Okay, like I said, we start Hilchus Kedushin today, Simen Chavav, and hopefully it'll remind us of some of what we learned in the Seftis Kedushin. Kedushin Tervadas? Yeah. Hopefully we'll have some of it. Now, I'd like to give a Hagdama. There are obviously many, many parts of Kedushin that could be a Hagdama, but the very basic idea is something we know, but has to be explained. We know that for a woman to be married, fully married, so to speak, you need two steps. The Torah prescribes that a woman has kiddushin and has nisuin. Now you may ask, why does the Torah have to make it so complicated? So we'll try to explain what kiddushin is and what nisuin is. By divorce, it's a get. The get dissolves the whole marriage. Kiddushin and nisuin are two steps in the marriage process. We do them simultaneously under the chuppah, but that was not the minig in the time of the Gemara. The Mordechai, one of the Rishayim, writes that already was a minig in his day. Kiddushin, as you should know, b'shloisha d'racha m'isha niknis b'kesa b'shtar v'bia. Is that true?
Really not bia.
Why not bia?
L'chatzilu we don't do bia. Yeah. Chaim Saplis told me that there are
Amoraim
that also say no bia.
The Gemara says that they but it's how they used to put someone a chayrim if he giraffe. But everyone knows b'shalosh shadrach misha niknis the siv beis of this siman. We're going to have a fourth way chuppah that the Gemara brings. This is a man yom chuppah makes kiddushin, but we'll leave that out for now. I just couldn't resist. But kiddushin is kesher shtar bia at kiddushin. What happens by kiddushin? Ha'isha niknis is certain kinyan in the woman. She becomes an eishes ish. She becomes asa to the whole world. But after kedusha, she continues to live in a father's home. The husband is not obligated in sherek susva'ina. There's no obligation of iksuva. If he chooses to give iksuva, it's fine. But there's no obligation of iksuva b'shas kedushin. And according to most rishayim. And the only thing that really happens of significance is that he's not Yarsha, he's not Metamala, the Kedusha makes her an Eishes Ish, and she's Miuchedes to him. That's Kedusha.
Is Nisuin Kval without Erison?
So we're going to learn about that. Okay, good. Nisuin, or Chuppah, Kedusha and Erison are synonyms. Kedusha and Erisin, the same thing. Kedushin is Lashon Kodesh, and Erisin is Aramaic. They mean exactly the same thing. So a woman is an Arusa. In modern Hebrew, it's different. In modern Hebrew, Arusa is a woman who's engaged. It's not halachically correct. She's not Eishes Ish, but that's the word that's used. It's somehow similar to, it is similar to an engagement after Kedushin. Nisuin is Chuppah. What exactly is chuppah? Chuppah and nisuin again are synonymous. Chuppah is when she enters his home, sachnosa lebeisai, and then they're so to speak completely married. Even before they consummate the marriage, if they do a chuppah, they're married totally. If he's a kayin, he's metamala, and he's yarsha, and he's chayv shek susfaina. And all the takanis of Maisya Dela Baila, they certainly apply from Nisuin, and he's not to Hanadarim. All these things apply by Nisuin. So you have Kedushin and you have Nisuin, two steps in the marriage process. Again, today we do it simultaneously. We do the Kedushin under the Chuppah. And it's a minig that goes back to the Mordechai 500 years that there's such a custom. Likely it was done to avoid problems. The Gemara says in Yehuda they started to be Mizana after Kedushin before Nisuin. And you really asur, Kala B'lai Bracha, Asura L'Baila. We say Kala B'lai Bracha, Asura L'Baila, Kenida, Kala B'lai Bracha means without Chuppah. chope brachas brachas the sheva brachas are brachas nisulin kala b'lay bracha asur l'vayla, and people were not careful in it, and that's likely the reason that we do it together. Okay, be that as it may, so this is the background. The explanation that the stipler is Ma'arich, Ramosh and Dibus Moshe also, they explain at length an idea that's really comes from the Rishayim. Kedushin is a Maisa Kinyan. We learn Kedushin, Kedushi Kesef, we learn out of Kedushi Karka from Ephraim. It's a Kinyan. A Kinyan means it's a manner of acquiring. It's something that you can acquire. The first Perek of Kedushin is Perek HaKinyonim. Right? Only the first 12 and a half blot talk about Kedushin. First Perek of Kedushin till the second Mishnah talks about Kinyan Isha. Second Mishnah on Yadal talks about Kinyan Eved Ivri. And then Kinyan Eved Kanani. And next Mishnah is about how you kind of behemoths and living creatures. Next Mishnah talks about how you kind of Karka. Next Mishnah, how you kind of Metaltalim and kind of Metaltalim and Tzedakah, and the Mishnah of Amir Ulgvayak and Sir Lahedyan in the first parak. And the last Rosh Chavtas quotes about sort of being kind of Elam Abba. It says about Chiyuvei Av Lebnoyim and Ben Ala Av. The first parak of Kedushin is not Kedushin. Only the first 12 and a half lot. It's called the Parak HaKinyanim. Because Kedushin is a Kinyan. Nisuin, and we'll learn later what Nisuin is. We do Chuppah, we do Yichadrum, we do Badek, and we do many types of Nisuin. Nisuin is not an act of acquiring. It's very important to understand. It's the Mitzias of being together. It's Hachnosa Lebeisai. It's not the Hachnosa Lebeisai. It's the being Bebeisai. If you have Edem at the Yichadrum, they don't have to see them walk into the room. In other words, it's not the mice of walking into the room. It's being in the room. Being in the room together, beichud, or being under the chuppah together, l'shem ish v'isha, that's nesu'in. Nesu'in is not a mice kinyan. It's the mitzvah of settling in as husband and wife.
But what kind of kinyan is he? He doesn't have any benefit for Harvey. He himself can't even use Harvey. So how's it a kinyan? What?
You mean Kedushin. Let me explain. What is the Kenyan? The first Rashi in Kedushin is a one-word Rashi. Isha Niknis, right? Well, says Lebaila.
Right.
So it's the style of the literature of Megiddo Shiurim, or to be Marich on the first Rashis in every Masechta. So what does Rashi mean? Isha Niknis Lebaila. What do you think? She says Shifra Knanis or something? Of course Isha Niknis Lebaila. So, you know, the Bris Moshe has a long piece, Davnei Bluim has a shtickle. Then Davnei Bluim says the following. He says, Isha Nikne, a man doesn't own his wife. In no way does he have ownership of his wife. My favorite Ritva and Kedushin is the Ritva, I think, on Dafyud Tesvav, where it says, Evid Ivri, Gufa, the Machlekes of Evid Ivri, Gufa, Ikani. If when you kind of Evid, you kind of Guf. So somebody asked the Ritva, what about the Isha? Is the Isha Konoi? He replies sarcastically, yes, he's kind of Baal Atzmai. He's kind of boss, you know, kind of Baal Atzmai when he's kind of wife. You're not kind of.
Sarcastically.
Good. Rachmiel told me once, a husband's called the Baal boss because he's married to the boss. Anyway, what Avnei Bloom says is that you're kind of the Ishus of the woman. The only thing a man owns in a woman is her ability to remarry. The ishus of a woman, her eligibility to marry, is given over to the husband. And when a husband marries her, she's not eligible to marry anybody else, unless he gives her a get or he dies. But so the kinyan, what's he kaina? Only the ishus. The ishus is sort of a promise. It's a promise to ultimately be have a chuppah and be. Fully married, so to speak. But that's all a man is kind of in Kedushin. So they learned that in Tarashi. Niknas Labaila is only for the bailus of the woman that a woman is Niknas. Now, what?
It gets
Maisideh after Nesulin. not after Kedushin. After Nisuin, he gets Ma'asiyah Deah, and then he's Chayiv and Shek Susvayim. Now, one of the nafkaminas in this whole discussion is whether Nisuin can happen before Kedushin. Nisuin without Kedushin is meaningless. If you don't own a bailus. But can you do Nisuin first, and then later do the Kedushin? Nisuin should be Chalom Afreya. Now, it sounds very academic. There are two practical applications of this. One, in the many centuries that they used to get married Friday. In many centuries, in the early 1900s, it was still the custom in many places, including Eretz Yisrael, to get married on a Friday. And sometimes it gets late. That's the nature of a wedding. It starts to get late. You're not allowed to get married on Shabbos. This is Rabbanah to get married on Shabbos. So you're going to do the Kedushin. It's running late. One thing you see, you can do the Kedushin before Shabbos, but you won't be able to do the Nisuin before Shabbos. Nisuin is the Yichud Rum. So you won't be able to do the Nisuin before Shabbos. So the Shaila was asked, could we do, we'll do first Nisuin. We'll do whatever the Katzus Nisuin, the Yichud Rum. And then we'll do the Kedushin later, and then Nisuin will be Chal. In other words, no one holds after Nisuin Shesus Ish. But can you do the Nisuin, and then you do the Kedushin later, and then the Nisuin is
Chal?
No, you'll have a right Kedushin right before Shabbos, you won't have time for the Nisuin. You're afraid it's going to get to the last minute.
Sounds worse.
Why?
You can do the Kedushin
before Shabbos.
Okay.
No, the point is that they're going to have enough time to just chaperon and Kedushin. What? Do the Nisuin earlier. You don't need. It's not a big ceremony. The Yichud Rum is private. You want to have the big ceremony in front of everybody. So that was the shock. You do the Nisuin first and Kedushin second. What? Zerah Darabonah is going to come to right.
Can't Nisuin be chuppah?
Nisuin
can be chuppah, right?
If it's chuppah, it'll be the same shayla. It'll be less of a practical shayla.
Nisuin takes longer.
I see you don't like this nafkamina. Okay, Mishnah Lomaz, I'll tell you a more practical nafkamina.
If there's something wrong with Kedushin, you have to do Nisuin again.
What?
If there's something wrong with the Kedushin,
oh,
and you have to redo the Nisuin.
Like, let me read you a Maisa Darashi. If he's kind of with Bia, he could be doing, if he wants, it could be Nisun at the same time. In other words, he could do it. He's in the Yichud Rum. It doesn't have to be, but it could be. Just like if you do the ring under the chuppah, you're doing it. So here, the Bia is only Kedushin. But every Bia, there are also Biyichud, so the Yichud that takes place at that time. It could be something. There's a Maisa of Rashi. The Mordechai in Kedushin, the last Mordechai in the second parak. And I was after he finishes the second parak, which is more about Kedushin than the first parak. He has a nice Tufkuf Memvav. Listen to the Maisa. Ba Maisa Lefnei Rashi. It's nice because we never think of Rashi as a person, right? We never think of him as a person. You know, he's the commentary on the Gemara. But there was actually a Maisa that took place with Rashi. Be'echad shekidesh, somebody gave kedushin. V'nimsa echad mi'ede kedushin karev. Not b'shas ma'isa. Later, they realized one of the ede kedushin was a relative. Oy ha yeshava pruta. I guess it's not clear what the story was. Either one of the edim was not good, or it wasn't worth yeshava pruta. So what do you do now? Got to do a new kedushin. What's a shayla? You have to do a new chuppah. Right, they did a chuppah, that was fine. But the Kedushin was lacking. The Heshiv, and Rashi answered, Afa Pishat Sarach Lekadesh Pamacheretz, even though you got to do a new Kedushin, because the first Kedushin was no good, Ein Sarach Loi Knisas Chuppah, V'loi Bracha Acheres Shal Erisin in the Suin. You don't need a new Knisas Chuppah, and no new Brachis, Afa Pishat Sarach Lekadesh Pamacheretz, even after new kedushin, nimsa shoyis a chuppah kaidim kedushin. So it comes out the chuppah was before the kedushin. Mabakach, Rashi said, Who cares which what the order is? Harik Tana Shesia Achavi Ima. Every Ketana that has is married mid Rabbana by her mother. Eina Kedushin Kedushin Achi Yigadlu VeYibalu. They're married mid Rabbana. Becomes their Raisa when he's by her after marriage. I mean, a Perkaz of Kod Shesia Aviv Suvase Kayemes Amunas Ken Kaima. And so anyway, Rashi says Mabakar. He says that it could be out of order. And this is Rashi Shita.
Rashi even do a tefila, or you know,
I can't. This is all I know. What Rashi says is once the ma'aseh happened. I mean, it's probably not so hard to do a nuchapa, but he says you don't need a nuchapa. If you need a nuchapa, I mean, it really makes a lot of complications. It's got to be sheva brachas, etc. But we're talking now about the order of kedushin in the suin. The Ram brings that right.
So that's like.
Okay, well, I get to that. Everyone is lining up that it works. The suin works before kedushin. Rashi says so. It's a Mishnah Melech that says the same thing in the Chasishus. And most of the Paiskim don't agree with it. The explanation I said doesn't make sense. That before, if the suin is the state of being husband wife, you can't do it before your husband wife. You can't do the suin. If the suin is a kinyan, you do it. If it's a state of being husband and wife, but it's sort of hanging in the air till you do kedushin, it doesn't make that much sense to be able to do it out of order.
The death of one witness is okay for kedushin.
We'll get to that. The
Until the same talk by Kohen Gadol and Rabbi Yom Kippur.
Now what?
He
had to do nisuin.
The second one.
He had to do nisuin because you need. By Kohen Gadol, it says mechipa ba'ada yabad beisai. Beisai is nisua. He had to. If he did it with a tnai, he did nisuin with a tnai. Kedushin and nisuin. Yeah. That's the machlokes. Machlokes the Kohen Gadol did. The machloik is probably Yerushalmi. If what the Kohen Gadol did, if he did it b'tznai eriv or if he did it on Yom Kippur itself, is this machloik? Is the kasha that it's a nesuin shein aray labia? It's chup yichus shein labia. Well, the Rishonim is this kasha. That's Rishonim's kasha on Rashi. That on the Rambam. Rambam says yichus aray labia. Yom Kippur is not aray labia. Eriv. He's not Roy Labia. His wife didn't die yet. This is the Mishnah's kasha on the Rambam. So this. Be that as it may with the Kohen Gadol, this is my Siddurashi. Look, I'm reading it to you inside. If I say it by heart, maybe I'm making a mistake, but I read you the words. Yep. He says, Mabaka.
The my Siddurashi, but yet they do the Kiddush automatically. Have the Chubay afterwards anyway. He's paying it all.
I'll tell you Rashi's Psak. You're saying, why not? I'll tell you why not. You can eat a whole Mesheva brothers too. If the previous chuppah is not good, this chuppah, you're going to need another week off of work. What happens if they're married 2 years and they find out that one of the eight that was no good or it wasn't worth the proof? Anyway, this is my Siddurashi. I'm not certain that we pass it like this.
Why in Rashi's case don't they at least make over the bracha on the kiddushin?
I don't know. Because when we get to the kiddushin, we try to clear, but this is the psalm.
Yeah, what is the possibility?
What? It can't be in the suah without being mekudeshes. If chup is first, it only means that it's sort of hanging left, hanging in the air. It's going to be chal when you do kiddush. It can't be in the suah without it. Now, so what Chaya mentioned, we make a bracha. Mekadei shami suah de chupa v'kiddushin. The Ran in Ksubis says, why do we say chuppah before kiddushin? Kiddushin before chuppah. Why do we say chuppah v'kiddushin? The Ran says, it's a half a line Ran. The Ran says it's supposed to be chuppah v'kiddushin with a vase. He says it's not the gusha, it's not a vase, mitam yehu. That's the Ran says. Not because of yehu. So you learn yeshiva, the yeshiva boys, nobody knows what yehu is. The rule of yehu is the rule of Yehu I mentioned yesterday that Yosef Hoffman asked me 12, he turned Bamitzi yesterday was his Bamitzi here in Shul, the 12-year-old, he asked me, what's his name? Is it Paray or Faray? So he says Paray, he says Faray. So I told him, that's the rule of Yehu. So what's the rule of Yehu? If the word before ends with Yud or a Hey or a Vav or an Aleph, and it's read together, it's in a snap, that doesn't count. The trup is read together, Meis Pinei Faray. Pinei ends with a Yud. So Vayetemi was the Meis Pinei Faray, it's a Fay. Anytime a letter that's a dogush, Beg a Kefis, the beginning of a word is always Degusha, Bereshis, Bara. Anytime these letters appear in the first letter of a word, they get a dogesh. If they follow Yehu, if they follow letters of Yehu, then they lose the dogesh. So he says, I say, Ide chuppah viki dushin, it's a vase. Chuppah ends with a hay. So vikidushin should be bikidushin, ends with a vase. I saw the chuppah bikidushin, chuppah through kidushin. So that's the way it goes. Now, I once mentioned this in the Navi Shir. When the Melech Yehu, so do I get a share on it? The King Yehu and Malachim appeared. I said, Yehu gives me an excuse to give a Dikdim Shir. So I mentioned the Ran. As soon as I finished the Shir, I was tackled by all the Sfarim. They all came up with the Siddurim. It says in their Siddur, it says Chuppah Vikidushin with a vase. That's the way it is. They're like, what am I talking about? Like, of course, Chuppah Vikidushin. So the Ran is bothered. Why Chuppah and then Kidushin? Why is it bothering him? Well, I guess the natural way is Kiddushin and then Chuppah, that's for sure.
Okay.
I saw the, okay. Was Chuppah first?
No, together.
Yeah, so the question is still why. I mean, it was simultaneous. Okay. Well, anyway, Maramaka Mani Lok. Yeah.
So, Bailiff Perry and Goffin, so be Bailiff Perry and Goffin.
What's the trap on Bayer Priya Goff?
That's what you get
free. Olive. Before the Pei, there's Olive.
It's not Pei. It's a Hay. Okay, at any rate, let's start the Shulchan Aruch. And we'll see. This is sort of an Agdam of the two steps. And let's start Simen Chava. There was really to save up money to be able to start the family together. The reason they waited, they didn't always wait a year, it was maximum of a year, but the reason for waiting was to be able to save up money and maybe they weren't collecting, I don't know, but to give... What? The chassan, I got news for you, it's the chassan always paid for the wedding. It wasn't the kallah side that paid for the wedding. In the time of the Gemara and in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, still the meaning was that the chassan paid. It says kol enehen misudas chassan veinu misamchay. It's called sudas chassan. It's a little mysterious why you changed that the woman's side is expected to bear the brunt. So Ramesha writes that b'makom enadin. You used to give a nadin to the chas, now you don't give a nadin, whatever nadin exactly is. But instead, the meeting became that the kala pays. But okay, it's a var from the Sfasemis, which is he meant as a joke. They bring it seriously. It says kala and ahen misudas chas and ahen misamcha is over be was it chamisha klala kailais. So he says you want to be ahen misudas chas and ahen misamcha, so we make it a sudas kala. We don't do sudas chas anymore. It's sudas kala. So. Okay. Anyway.
Why?
I guess it's just a more real commitment. I guess. Okay. Be that as it may, the this is the way the Torah sets up marriage, and we begin with a rule. Now, to read the Shulchan Aruch, you have to know there's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah, I believe, in Ksubis, I think Peites, and it's brought in Kiddushin, it's brought in Gittin. It says if a man divorces a woman, and then she's Lona Imai Bepundik. And then this divorced couple and they had nisun already. They had they were intimate earlier, and then they go into a hotel room, the two of them together, and the two eidim aware of it. So she needs a get afterwards. We assume that he was bayal. Huh? Why are they going into a hotel room together? We assumed it was a bia, and we have the rule: ain adam ma'ase bias biasnos. We assume he doesn't want to do a biasnos, and we assume that he has in mind l'shem kedusha bia, and memela, you need a kedusha. You need a get. Now there were those who argued that should be true any time a single man is mizana with a single woman. Why don't you say every time he has a bias business? So the Shulchan Aruch starts Hilchus Kedushin by telling us Sif Aleph Eina Isha Nachsheves Eishes Ish Ela Ayidei Kedushin Shediskatcha Karoi. If there was a proper Kedushin, Aba in Baalei Aderech Nus Shaloi L'Shem Kedushin Eina Klom. A man who's mezana with a woman Stamazai, they were never married. They're not. It's not the case of the Mishnah. Eina Klom. Not only that's the first rule. We're going to discuss what you say in Adas Abiyas Abiyas. No. Second rule, Afilu Bala L'Shem Ishas Beinai L'Beina Inin Hashavas Kishtai. Even if he meant Kiddushin, it's not considered to be a wife if there are no witnesses. Afilu Im Yichdalai El Adarab Kaifanaisi Leitzi Amibesai. If they had L'Shem Kiddushin, they did a Bia or any type of Kiddushin without witnesses, it's nothing. It doesn't count. And Adarab, Kaifanoisa, Litsiami Beisai, Ramah says, Devande, Boishihima Litval, Obala Benidasav. Nobody knows their marriage. It's a shame to go to the mikveh as a single person. And therefore, he'll be Bail Benidasav. Now, we'll continue with Ramah momentarily. Let's take the two pieces at a time. First piece of Mechaber is that the rule of Ein Adamaisa Biyase Bias Nus is not a universal rule. It doesn't apply to stam a man or woman who are mezana. The Gra in Ois Aleph brings the history of this psak, and he brings a Rambam. As you know, the Rambam does not typically bring opposing opinions. The Rambam writes halacha sefer straight. Here he brings the guy in. If you look in the Gra, he brings Ratzolay Melafuchim Midas HaGa'inim Koshkos HaRambam Paragyud Milchus Gerishin Hayru Mitzas Ga'inim. The psak of some Ga'inim was Shekol Isha Shetiboyal Bifnei Eidim Shetzrich Mimenu Gam Shetzrich Menu Get Chazok Hashein Adam Aysa Biyas Abiyaz Nus. And anybody who's Mizan, now in front of Eidim means Eide Yichud. You don't need Eide Biya. Eide Yichud Eidim Eide Biya. So the Rambam, the Goyim understood that any Maisa Bia, presumably he means a firm people that wouldn't do a Bias Nus, is a Kedushin. Ratzalayim, Koshkos, Perikud Gimel, Yavamis, Perikdal, Diksubis, Perikhesta Gittin, Misharma Kaimis, it says in many such places, Perikham the Kedushin, Misharma Kaimis, Cholak Aleyam, I don't know what that accuracy is. He's saying that others argued with the Gainim. Because the Rambam writes, Shlo Yomru El B'Isha Shegirsha. It's limited to Isha Shegirsha. Kvash says, I'm a Kufman Tess of Hay. I'll tell you what says a Kufman Tess. Anyway, we don't pass like the Gainim. The Gainim held, you know, it has a B.S. B.S. Nus, is sort of a universal rule. And we don't say, you know, there's a B.S. B.S. Nus by Stam's Nus. That, you know, B.S. B.S. Now, we're going to need some time of a some type of a gather of when you say it and when you don't say it. I'll tell you what it says in Kuf Mem Tes. In Kuf Mem Tes if hey, it says if a man marries a woman, the Pox Meshava Pruta, like the case of Rashi, and afterwards he's Baal Astam, he had a bad kedushin, and afterwards he's Baal Astam, they're living as husband and wife. So it says over there, ain't on the message BS and BS Nus, and you need a get. Again, a man got married publicly, but there was something wrong with the marriage because there was no There was no Shavapruta de Kedushin. Later, if he lives with her, we say in Adam, I said, Biasa, Biasno. So Adin, it says, Katan, Shinaz Gadol. A Katan who got married, and a Torah Katan can't get married, according to almost all the Rishayim. A Katan gets married, and then this Gadol, he becomes Omer Bar Mitzvah. So he has his wife at his Bar Mitzvah, imagine that. They say there's a Shiloh who has Kedima to an Aliyah, a Bar Mitzvah boy or an Eifrut. So in Sama they say whichever one is older. Such a vitz, you know, whichever one is older. So Kunchen is Gadol. So you know it's a Biyasa Biyasnos. Sounds good. The Ramah there says Dafka B'Kahay Gavna Shekol Odom Yedeya Shein Kedushin L'Katan Dein Kedushin Pasim Shavapruta. It's very important, Ramah. Ramah is saying it's not a universal rule. It's only if the husband and wife know that they never had a real kedushin d'oraisa, and then they live together. Then we say, but it's not an emissa blank rule that this is going to be of great significance. We'll discuss in a few minutes Rav Henkin's tumul about a couple that has a secular marriage, what the din is. Now you'll be surprised, Rav Henkin Shita, which we know la halacha l'maisa is a dasi achid, seems to be beferish on the page here in at least two of the mafarshim.
Because then that's the
kedushin
was after the
suin.
The
kedushin
was all good.
The
kedushin
was very kedushin. Yeah, kedushin and suin, I guess so.
So they actually got a kedushin.
We're totally in that machlokes. So my point is, the first part of the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that is not a universal rule. The second part of the Mechaber is telling us that you need two witnesses by Kedushin, otherwise it's nothing. Now we're not going to get to the explanation of that today, because the Ramah goes on the first part of the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see the Ramah. Ramah says, the first he's explaining that if the people live together without marriage, we separate them. The bevadai boishehi melitva obala benidasa. The Torah brings a tshuva sarash. Now he's implying there's no other aveira in living together without kedusha. So we'll see if that's true. Avla miyachar olav isha v'tevelas olav. Let's say a man doesn't have kedusha, and as a woman, she's not a prostitute. She's not mezaneh with other people. He's living with her. This is really people who have a secular marriage. Or we're going to see later, during the times in Spain, during the Inquisition, where people couldn't get married. It was sakana to get married with a Jewish, with a proper kedushin. So they lived together. They got married, lived together without kedushin, but she was miyuchet to him. And she was able to go to the mikvah. Yesh imrim she mutter vupilega shamur b'tayra. The first sheet in Shulchan Aruch, the Ravid, says it's a mutter. It's a pilagesh, and pilagesh is a b'loi kedushin. V'yesh omrim, the Rambam argues, she'aser, v'loi k'nazem, osam loi siya kedesha. And you get malchus for it. Kedesha, someone who's a prostitute. We have here a basic machlokes Rambam and Ravid. The Ravid holds, the lav loi siya kedesha is only a woman that's mufkeres l'znus. It's honored with many people. Could be two people, three people. It's not miyuchedes. The Rambam says no. Any bia outside of marriage is considered a lav of loisia kedesh. That itself is included in the lav. A very basic machloek is what the iser is.
What about pelagis?
So what about pelagis? That's why he brings it here. What about pelagis? We're going to see in a minute. The Rambam shita is that you're not allowed to marry a pelagis. He says only a melech is allowed to marry a pilagish, and he takos his us to marry a pilagish. Now, the Ramah ends kuti shenasa kutis, chaymum shenasa mumeres, a friar, a couple. They get married in the minuseim. They get married in secular marriage with this gairu. Either it's a guy who's megaya with his wife, or a mumru who comes from with his wife. when they're megayer, where they've come from, muteres latzeis menu b'loy get, afal pi she'sha ima kamashanim, any elikas nus ma'alma, rivash. The rivash says, let's see why, that if they live together, they, we don't say in adam is a bias a bias nus, even though the Rambam holds the rev on a lav, nevertheless, we don't say in adam is a bias a bias nus, and I said, this is the not like Rav Henkin Shita. Says in Beferish, if they live together, that you don't need a get. If they have kedushin, they have nesuin, so they don't need a get. Everyone knows they're married. Right?
People don't know that was a good tradition.
How do you know that's what's the way?
Well, people see them living together.
Could be, could be not. I don't know. We know the Ramah. We could clear. Is the Ramah talking one case or the other? It's a legitimate clear. So let's see what the Mefarshim say. Now, Beis Shmuel Aleph is seems to be Rav Henkin Shita. Look at Beis Shmuel Aleph. It's easy to say, it's like Rav Henkin. Chav Av Aleph, the Beis Shmuel, Afil Bal Hashem Yishus, Ayin Simakup Memtes, Kosha Nosa, Vigilu Lekol Hava. Everyone knows that they're married. Ki Ilu Hayu Eidim Be'is Habiyah. It's as if they are witnesses that they were intimate. Lefizeh, if everyone knows that guy married l'shem yishus, have a kedushin b'bia. The bia is a kedushin. Elayri shaloi haya begali. When it's talking about snus, you know, I say it was a bia be'a snus. It means they're doing it privately. People are being mizana. They do it privately. They don't do it publicly. But you say it would be public that they're living together as husband and wife. The Beis Shmuel says this is l'chayre b'feirish. Like Rav Henkin is saying, that they live together with husband and wife. Everyone knows that he's Baal. You don't know the minute, you don't know the day, but apparently it doesn't matter.
So is that the Maisa or the Totsa?
Well, however you want to interpret it, the halacha is clear. We can argue about how to interpret what he's saying, but he's saying a very clear halacha. Now, Gra Gimel seems to say the same thing. Gra Gimel, Afilu, right, Im Yichdaloi, even if she's miyuchet to him, what's the line? Kiven sheyedua shabah lahava ke'edim. If people know he lives with her, it's witnesses. K'mesh tas biyavamis nun beis beis gittin chofav beis deram aslik shech nesena. I mean, biyavamis kofiyur b'suvas ayin gimel. Hamakasha is a ketana v'godla. If you marry a ketana and she becomes a gedayla, v'chulu v'mashma afal gav debal b'loy eide yichud. It seems to say, even if he lives with her without a deichud, kibud yedua she's mechedas imai vade l'shem kedushin baal vadei it's a bia l'shem kedushin. K'may shekasa shabagim mishnah kan the lav l'shem kedushin baal lav klumu. If you're saying that lav l'shem kedushin, if it's lav l'shem kedushin, it's lav klum. But the assumption is they need to be married, so it is a kedushin.
Nowadays. It's much more common that people sleep together without anything.
Yes, and then there's nothing to talk about. He means when they're living as husband and wife.
They think it's like husband and wife.
They put a sign and do a Mr. and Mrs. Let's say.
Yeah,
that's
what
I mean.
So it's nothing.
No, it's something. And Beis Shmuel is saying, if everyone knows they mean to be married, then we say...
They mean to be married, but nowadays they're just together, living together all for years and years. What?
Well, even though a lot of society is corrupt, most of the American society, people live as husband and wife, have families.
They
mean to be committed to each other.
Absolutely.
Well, most, you know, even though the hippies and the... You know, there are people that have the so-called open marriages. There are people like that, but most of America still has husband and wife. You know, have healthy families.
So it's called, and they call themselves like husband and wife. No,
we're talking about that type of person.
Wasn't this a major issue when we had so many Russians who came and they had children from second marriages? Wasn't that a big issue?
So it is a big issue. Rav Henke is a big chumra. Create if the halacha would be this way, and I'm explaining why we don't pass it this way. If the halacha would be this way, there'd be a lot of mamzer in the world. Any secular couple that got married without kedushin and then separated, obviously, without a get. And she remarried, so to speak, and she had children. the majority of marriages in America break up. 1 in 50% of marriages are not end up in divorce. Now, that means that most of the couples, if they're Jewish couples, according to Rav Henkin, they need a get. If they don't have a get, then the children that they have from their second marriage are mamzerim. The same thing, if people come from Russia, other places. So the question is, what's the pushback? What's the pushback to this? So Ramesha, it's without witnesses.
Okay.
As I want to stress, the Mechaber has two parts. The first part is what we're discussing now. The second part is if they have no witnesses. So I'm going to leave that for next week. We're not going to get to it. But what they're saying, the Beishmuel and the Goyim, what they're saying is if people know that they're living in that house as husband and wife, that's called Edebiya. Just like a man and woman, Grusha and a Garish, go into a pundik, and witnesses know, they don't know which minute he was by her. Could he was by her an hour later, 2 hours later, 3 hours later? We don't know. So it's a chiddush. You would think Edom have to know when. So the Mishnah says no. Eino has bias and bias nus. Now, if you're going to stretch, Eino adam maisa bias and bias nus. Now, the Goyim wanted to say every maisa is nus. We don't pass like that. But where they need to be miyuchid one to the other, the Beis Shmuel appears to be saying that they need a get. Now, this,
why today we say that bia doesn't constitute the kiddushin?
Bia does. Bia Hashem kiddushin does constitute. Nobody argues. We just don't encourage
it. They have to have the intention.
So that's the
people who are secular, they have no intention.
So that's the issue. What the Beis Shmuel is saying, seems to be saying, is that all you need is an intention to be married. To be married, not to be married up yalach. Now, what you're saying, we're going to see.
What they do? This is before the beginning. We started out here. That the kinyan.
Right.
So in this case, what's kinyan?
The kinyan is the bia that they know is taking place. They know that in that apartment, the man and woman are living as husband and wife. They know that there's bia.
That's called kinyan.
That's the kinyan. They should answer bia. You don't know which. You don't even know which hour. You don't even know which night. But you know that they're living together. So the chiddush is that's Eidus L'Kiyumi. The Eidim that know that they're biyichud together as husband and wife, they're the Eidim. Chiddush, usually Eidim have to know when. Say, Reuben killed Shimon, when? I don't know. That's not Eidim. Here the chiddush is, Eidim Yichay Biya, it's a Mishnah. That works.
Can't that only work if the person knows, like, when the should be?
Okay, so let me tell you. Ramesha has numerous tshuvas on the topic. In Chelek Aleph of Ezeh, Tshuva Ayin Dalet, he at length talks about all of the objections to Rav Henkin. And later in Chelek Dalet, Tshuva Ayin Hey, he has a short tshuva in which he really sums it up very briefly. I think if you learn Ayin Dalet, he has four objections. Partially based on Chalkas V'Chayka Gimel, which is pretty long on the other side, he talks about the people in Spain. But to sum up the Grismaisha, number one, the first and major taina is that if she's not Tovel in Nidasa, if she's not, she doesn't go to her mikveh, so what are you telling me? She doesn't want to live without Kiddushin. Not without Kiddushin, it's not Chorus. What is it? Maybe it's a lab. Maybe it's the Rambam holds it's a lab. The Rabbi holds it's not a lab. But it's not Chorus. So if they don't care about Tavilin L'Nidasa, they don't care about living as a Nida, what do you tell me? Chazake, you know, it doesn't be as a business. That's his first taina. He acknowledges that Chalkas Machaikak seems to say differently, which hopefully we'll get to, and then he explains the Chalkas Machaikak. So his first taina is if they don't care about El Chas Nida, we can't say a chazaka and also be a biasnus. The second thing he says is you have to have two eidim ksheirim, shemesh shabbos eidim, that know that they will be yachid together. So sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't. You say people come from Russia and they live husband and wife. What did two shemesh shabbos that do? They were living as husband and wife. In many of the instances, depends on the case. In many instances, there are no two witnesses.
You went to the second
secular divorces.
What?
They did go for a secular divorce.
Right.
So that not sure they thought they were married.
It shows they thought they were had a secular marriage.
Yeah. No, they were married.
Yeah, but again, the question is, according to Rabbi Shmuel, which is saying Asa B'Yabiyas Nus, he's saying, is even Asa B'Yabiyas Nus only works halachically. They're secularly married, but they're halachically. The third tiny he has is that someone who's not Zohar in any mitzvahs at all, Mechateisi, he cares about this love of Ein Adam Asa B'Yabiyas Nus, Mechateisi. And the fourth tiny he brings is the tiny that he doesn't even know, like you said, he doesn't even know. He doesn't know there's such a thing as Kenyan Kedusha Bia. So what are you telling me? Evias Nus, he's Bayalal L'Shem Kedusha. Even if he doesn't know the word L'Shem Kedusha, he's Bayalal L'Shem husband and wife. He doesn't know that there's such a Kenyan as husband and wife. So these are the four tainas that Ramesha sort of sums up those who object to the marriage. He says in the later Tshuva Kolshgein, if they got married with a Reform rabbi, so when he has a B'yas Nus, they think they're reformed. They think it's not a B'yas Nus. It's a Jewish who married with giving the ring. They think that they're married. So even tell me the Mekadesh Kedushin L'Shem B'yas L'Shem Kedushin. They think it's not a B'yas Nus. I'll be Judaism, that version of Judaism. So Ramosha has all of these objections. He's really summing up the objections through the Dairis against this. The Shita, and that's why we don't take the Allah Halacha. We'd have to say the Beis Shmuel is talking about people that are careful in Hilchis Anida, when he says that we said such a thing. We're talking about such people that are otherwise foreign people, and they do.
Yeah, but according to Rabbi Minkin, somebody has traveled somewhere, the boyfriend, girlfriend, that her boyfriend left her, traveled to California, she doesn't find him. What should she do? She can't get attention.
That doesn't change the halacha. What should she do doesn't change the halacha.
She's become a guna.
Right, that's right. It doesn't change the halacha, right? That's true. All right, now let's learn Chalkas Machaika Gimel, who talks about the Spanish...
And they're not going to go to the mikveh anyway.
Because that's why they have a different religion. Why do the Christians say not to go to mikveh? Reform is a different religion. I know somebody who told me that their rabbi said, take a bath, it's the same thing. Take a bath.
There's a woman.
Okay. The, at any rate, the you're right, but the...
Not the conditions of the man or the woman.
No, he's on both. He says on both.
On both?
Now, let's learn Chatzos Chayka Gimel. He talks about the incidents in Spain. One of the historical quirks in the history, where we have 1492 was the Girush of Spain, but for over 100 years before the Inquisition and the pressure to convert, Spain was originally a Muslim country, and when it switched to being a Catholic country, they pressured Jews to convert. There were Jews that converted. The Inquisition really prosecuted only the Jews who converted. It's a like a quirk in the history. Those who gave in to the pressure and converted were subject to the Inquisition. The Inquisition held that the Jews that destined for Gehenna, not to talk about. But the ones who converted to Christianity and are secretly practicing Judaism, so they're the ones that they had to oppress. And it was really them, that's what they're called, the Anusim. Anusim means that they were Anusim, they converted Bainus, they did it under pressure. And now, they were Anusim, and they couldn't do, if they kept mitzvahs, they couldn't keep mitzvahs. They were the Muranos. After the Girush, those who stayed behind, they can only stay behind, they convert or leave. So the ones who at least converted, even though they didn't mean it, but they're the ones that they're called the Anus. Now he talks about people in that situation who are married. Obviously, they couldn't have a Jewish ceremony. So let's see Chalkas Mechayka Gimel. Okay, and the bottom line of Chalkas Mechayka. Momishalasuber. Samaayim begufat Shubas. Ubefrat bedivrei Shumas Hadeshen. The Talin on Tam. Hayol v'yatsa min haklal b'chol aveir shebetayra. Yishamayim. What's the case over there? He's talking there about a person who's yatsa b'kamez. He doesn't keep the mitzvahs. Shamayim b'mumer l'ritzaynay. Says that tshuva is talking about someone who could keep Shabbos. He's not pressured, but he's not from. A person who's not from, he doesn't want to have to give a get. He's not interested. What about those that were anusim? They wanted to be from, but they converted under pressure. If we know about them, they were Muranos. They secretly kept whatever mitzvahs they could. And what if they married another? They wanted to be married. Even though they couldn't do a Jewish marriage, they did a secular marriage or any non-Jewish marriage. It needs a lot of Yishuv Hadas to know they did. Befrat, Ladas, Chumas Hadeshen. Unless we know for sure, when the Chumas Hadeshen says a Mumer and a Mumeris don't need a get, he's talking about a regular Mumer. The Chumas Hadeshen was Ashkenazi, he wasn't talking about Spain. He said, by a Mumer, unless we know for sure, that is loy asa biyasvis nus, then it's not a kedushin. Don't siyachdu b'fnei harbe anusim. Because in our case, they were miyachin in front of many of their fellow anusim, l'shem nesulin. They wanted to be married. Chol atam shekosu tshubas hadeshen. Tshubas talks about a friar couple. Loy shayach hocha. It's not shayach by the anusim. Ubefrat, im hayu nishorim benida. Befrat, if even in Spain, they were careful in hilchas nida, and she went, I guess secretly, she went to a mikvah. She went to the ocean. The rivash in Shumas Hadeshen, who said that it's nothing because she's not careful. Lilchas nida. If she is careful, lemaisa ain lahakol b'sereishes is chalila. And what's he saying? He's saying, when does the Rambam Shumas Hadeshen rivash say they don't need a get? That's when they're fry. Really fry Jews, they really don't care about mitzvahs. But an anusa, then we say they need a get. Now his loshin, Ramosha is dan, his loshin is ubefrat if she goes to the mikveh. So Ramosha is mashma, even if she doesn't go to the mikveh, befrat is like an 8 degrees. It's mashma, even if she doesn't go to the mikveh, we still say that they're married. By the Anus and the Anusa. So Ramesh's first objection to Rav Hankin was, they're not careful in Ilchas Nida. What are you telling me? It doesn't be as Nus. They're not careful in Ilchas Nida. They're certainly not careful in that.
They knew about it. So
Ramesh says, assuming they knew about it. So Ramesh says, but here he only says, befrat if there's Zohar in Ilchas Nida. Even if they're not so here. We still say ain't going to be a business if they're aware that there's such a thing as kedusha. So Moshe says, I know that you can ask him this chalkas v'chaykak. He says, not true. Chalkas v'chaykak is talking where it's difficult. It's under the scrutiny of the Inquisition. It's hard to be careful hilchas nida. He says, befrat in this harem, even if they're not in this harem. Why are they not in this harem? Because of the Inquisition. But he says nowadays in America, a woman could go. There's no outside pressure not to go to the mikveh. So here, if they're not careful in dine tara, so we don't say anas abias abiasnus. So this is, I guess, his major objection is how could you say such a thing? So kedushin starts with this guideline that when people say anas abiasnus, it's very limited application. Okay, the one nekuda we did not come back to is the end of the Mechaber, that kedushin not in front of no witnesses, certainly not a kedushin, and in front of an eid echo, what's the din? So hopefully we'll get back to it yet next week.